Welcome, everyone, to the Journey to Success radio show with your host, Taylor Tagg. This program is on the Journey to Success radio network. The purpose of JTS Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world with transformational businesses, thoughts, ideas, and actions that encourage and inspire. You can check out our growing American and Canadian Journey to Success broadcast team at JourneyToSuccessRadio.com. Before we start our interview today with Bonnie Carpe, let me share a little with you about my information and background. I help people learn precisely how to let go of hurt and resentments to help them release the past and experience long-awaited peace and freedom. To find out more about the 8 Steps to Grace, my powerful heart-centered forgiveness system, and my book, The Path to a Peaceful Heart, please visit us at TheEvolvingHeart.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter. Now on to today's success story. My guest today is Bonnie Carpe, founder of the Relationship Quotient. Bonnie is known for her ability to provide powerful introductions among business owners. The secret to this gift is her focus on building genuine relationships with the people in her network. By taking the time to truly understand not only their business offering, but also the unique personality of the individual, she's able to create authentic business love for the people she's introducing. And her latest novel is called Without Notice, Life Can Change in a Moment. Bonnie demonstrates the power of the relationship quotient in this book. She centers around an arrogant, self-serving investment banker from Wall Street who loses everything. And in turn, he's forced to build a new life, learning the 5 essential keys to building a genuine relationship. Now, Bonnie is joining us today on Journey to Success Radio to tell us how to increase the effectiveness of our business relationships with the relationship quotient. We want to give a very special welcome to Bonnie today on Journey to Success Radio. How are you today, Bonnie?
I'm fantastic, Taylor. Thank you so much for honoring me with your invitation to join you today.
Well, we appreciate it, and we have a special show for our listeners today. We're going to focus on business relationships and how to build those more effectively and to a greater degree. And I know you've got some really important work that you do around business relationships. So tell us a little bit about your work and how you got involved in it.
Taylor, it's actually a very personal journey that led me to creating the relationship quotient. And like most deep journeys, it begins in my childhood. I was actually never very well loved and supported by my parents. And so whenever I tried to do something that they didn't understand or support or agree with, I was told that it wasn't going to work, that I was wrong, and I was on my own. And I noticed a pattern emerging. I started adopting other kids' parents as my parents because I needed some. It's scary to go out and do stuff on your own. Even as a teen, I was a leader. So I found alternate circles of support around me. And I found this pattern repeating itself over and again throughout my life. And as I entered that frightening, exciting world of entrepreneurism, and again, my parents on the sideline going, what the hell is she doing? I learned to create a circle of support around me with deep, supportive, loving people who did nothing but cheer me on.
And I know, too, that anyone who goes out on their own in entrepreneurship, you know, needs a circle around it, needs that support and care, because it gets difficult, especially in the beginning. I know that
it's
from experience.
Horrifying.
It's hard.
In the beginning, in the middle, and in the end, because it's very cyclical all the way through. And my commitment is to never, I'm personally committed to ending solopreneurism. You do not have to do this alone. Even if you don't have access to a team, get people who love you, because that's what you need to keep going forward and keep spiraling upward.
Well, and I appreciate that you mentioned that fact that entrepreneurship is a lonely venture unless you have people around you that can help you out, and you develop a platform to be able to help people do just that with what's called the relationship quotient. So can you tell us a little bit about that and what all that involves?
Sure. The relationship quotient is a framework that's built upon 5 C's. And lo and behold, we also have 5 fingers on our hands. So let me go ahead and kind of run through this metaphor with you real quickly. Excuse me. So we'll start with a thumb. If you look at your thumb, The thumb stands for contribution, which is how much value are you really bringing to the conversation, to the table. And I don't mean like how valuable are your products and services. I mean how much in service are you, whether you're the solution or not. Are you standing there without agenda, without any expectation of reciprocity, just helping people out, giving them introductions, suggesting interesting books, finding awesome mentors for them? This is the value of contribution. Just saying, I love you. Just loving somebody's idea. Boy, that's a huge contribution. You don't have to have a Rolodex for that. How valuable is that? Just to hear someone going, that's amazing. And the reason it ties into your thumb is when you are reaching out for support or giving support or shaking on a business deal, you need that thumb to complete your handshake. Or when you've done a great job, you get the thumbs up. So we all love that. We all love that acknowledgement, that thumbs up. So that's the value of contribution. Our second finger, the pointer finger, is for core values. And when we take that pointer finger and we tap on our heart, we know our core values are what drive us. It's what filters all of our decisions, our choice points. And when we hold our pointer finger up the air, we know that our core values are our number one motivating factor. We need to take time to discover what our core values are so that we understand what's behind our choices and we can become more consistent. The cool byproduct of this is that once you are attached, once you're really connected with what your core values are, you can start seeing them in other people. They'll start resonating with you. And it's not like you're going to fill your whole customer portfolio up with people who are just like you, but, oh, my God, these are your peeps, right? It's so nice to know where that foundation is. So that's core values. Our middle finger, that delicious middle finger that is so filled with controversy, if we were extending it in the international sign of love, it's for collaboration. Now, the reason is if you choose competition over collaboration, you will drown. You're going to drown in that sea of competition, and that sucks. So we want you to raise yourself up and learn the power of collaborating. Collaborating can happen in one of two ways, internal or external. Externally is finding really cool strategic alliances with people outside of your business so you can create a really strong value package for your customers. And internally is where people are more blocked, a little more challenged, because it's actually working with people who you consider your competition, people who are in your same industry, and transforming them from competition to colleagues. Now, the beauty of this middle finger is if you hold your hand upright, you'll see that that middle finger is the tallest finger in your hand. And if you choose to embrace the mindset of collaboration, you will stand tall among your peers and in your industry. You may even lead your industry. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
All right. Rounding the bend, we've got our ring finger, which is for common ground. Taylor, you know, we just ache for common ground. We love knowing what we have in common with somebody else, even if it's just, you know, how do you guys know each other? Or are you in the bride's side or the groom's side? We're always trying to figure out what is, oh, my God, I went to that school. Anything that we share in common becomes a lovely little foundation from which to grow a beautiful relationship. Once we establish more and more roots of this connectivity, it can start to feel like family, and that's why it becomes the ring finger. Now, finally, pinkies up, our fifth finger, our pinky finger is for good old-fashioned charm. And charm can come in a variety of flavors. A lot of people are like, you know, some people have charm and some people do not. And I disagree. Everyone has their own element of charm. And charm can be, you know how to tell a great joke. Or you just know somebody who can break tension. Or they're a great dancer or a great cook. Or they're just, boy, they're courteous. They always come with the please and thank yous. Who knew that will become a rare gift? Charm can is basically your likability, but not how liked you are. There's a discernment there. Okay.
Right.
So for instance, there's something called the Steve Jobs paradox. So controversial. I love studying this man. And we all know that Steve Jobs was kind of an SOB in business. But guess what? If you wanted honest feedback, he was your guy. You always went to him, and he would tell you no bones about it, what was good, what was bad. That's charm. That's charm. Having fantastic, honest feedback, that could help you a long way. So the beauty of the five C's is that each, just like your fingers, each one of those C's has to be independently strong and agile. Or just like the fingers of your hand, if any of them are weak, opportunities will slip through your fingers like so many grains of sand.
And that's so eloquently put. I love how you explain that. And I love the hand analogy too, because I love how you're, at least with no other questions, you're taking your middle finger and putting it to work for you rather than against you, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right. And, you know, there's nothing like a good solid visual to drive home a point.
Yeah, exactly. And I love that visual. So tell us, how do the five C's work together? I mean, what does this system provide for the person that goes through it, takes the assessment?
Thank you for mentioning the assessment. For those
yeah.
of you who are interested, because, you know, we all want to know, well, what's my RQ? Because let me back up a little bit. We know about IQ for our intelligence, and we know about EQ for our emotions. This is the era of relationships. So we need RQ to find out, well, how good am I at managing and maintaining these relationships? So I have created an RQ assessment tool, which you can find. It's a free download. It happens to be the site where the book is sold, but don't sweat it. You can download this for free, and the website is withoutnotisethebook.com. And when you get there, not only are you going to get a 10-minute free training video that kind of goes a little bit deeper into the five C's, but you'll be able to download this free RQ assessment tool. Now, Taylor, you recently shared your experience with me when you took it, because there's some surprises to it, isn't there? Aren't there?
Yeah, there are. There really are. And I was surprised. I went through the whole test, and it doesn't take very long. It probably took me 10 minutes or less to go through it, and I was really shocked, because I'm very, you know, very high with contribution. I know my core values and very strong there. I've got a little bit of charm, but I mean, I really realized that my collaboration, the strategic alliances, were the weakest part of this whole test. And I think that was an eye-opener for myself.
And isn't it helpful? I mean, we kind of think, we go through life going, oh, I got this. People like me. I like people. My business is based on referrals, and things are good. And yet, the beauty of the relationship quotient is that it creates a system, a model, that you can start doing these things not by accident, but consistently and with intention. And so as you discover, Taylor, as you're going through the test, you're actually building an action plan so that you can, if you choose to, you can start integrating new behaviors to build your strength in certain areas.
And I found that, really identify where I was strong, and I found myself identifying additional ways that I could build upon those strengths. I also found myself trying to think and come up with some action steps on how to improve my weaker areas too, because, wow, those really come to life. I mean, for me, going through this process, it was one thing that I knew I needed to form additional strategic alliances. But when I actually wrote it down, put it on paper, it became a little more real, right? And so I couldn't run from that. I had to look at that. So that was an eye-opener.
So the little free assessment tool actually brought value to you, which I love hearing. I love hearing that. Now, I will tell you personally, this is an area where I love to play, because, as you mentioned in the introduction, what I'm known for around the planet is my ability to connect people. People used to say that I connect you to the person you didn't even know you were dying to meet. And it's not for a customer relationship. It's almost always for alliance purposes, for team building. And it's fun to get kind of out of the box and play with someone who you wouldn't normally think matches your offering. So, for instance, back when I used to be a certified life coach, I would bundle every year. I had a friend of mine who was a fitness trainer. And so we would create a holiday package, a wellness package. We would provide wellness from the inside out. Now, not a lot of fitness trainers are working with life coaches, but oh my God, it's the same thing, because it's people who are wanting to shift how they feel and how they show up in other people's lives and in their own lives. So when you can play with what you're doing and find, you know, the best definition of a strategic alliance is somebody who's touching your customers and selling them different stuff. So when you look at it that way, look at it from your customer's shoes. Who else is touching them? Who else is selling? And how can you partner with them so it turns out to be a win-win-win for everybody?
Yeah, I think that's a key point on the collaboration point, is because when you're in a certain niche and you have other people who you feel like are in that niche, the initial reaction is not to collaborate with them because you feel like you are in competition. But it's really just the opposite, right? The more you're willing to collaborate, the more you both win.
Well, a rising tide raises all the ships, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And what I'm hearing loud and clear from your statement is that's reflecting a mindset of scarcity versus abundance. And we know that there's enough for everybody. Oh, my God, we're entrepreneurs. We don't need global domination. How many people, how many customers do we really need? I mean, I'm not Coca-Cola or Nabisco. How many high-functioning clients do we really need to be successful? So if we can shift out of there's plenty into there's plenty for everybody and focus instead on what kind of value you're giving your customer, imagine if you have this trusting relationship with your customer and they start coming to you for everything. If you become that valued resource in your community where people are going to call you if they need a plumber, a contractor, a caterer, an event planner, a coach, a doctor, you're going to be the first person they call. Well, of course they're going to call you when they're ready for your stuff, because they know that you've already taken care of them consistently and you also understand the limits of your offering. And when something comes to you, you're like, you know, that's really not my strong suit, but I make it my part of my work to connect with other high-performing people in my industry, and I'm going to call Sue and hook you guys up because Sue does exactly what you need. Now you've blessed Sue, because not many people know how to do referrals within their own industry. You've blessed your client because they already trust you, and you've saved them legwork, and you're going to get access to Sue's customer base soon enough because she realizes that you are creating a trusting relationship.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's beautiful. And so eloquently put, too. And so if I were to go online and I could go to withoutnoticethebook.com, I can download your free relationship quotient assessment and take it, and all of a sudden Bonnie, I decide, you know what, I need to work with Bonnie and take this work further. So how can I do that? What could I expect if I was a client of yours, and how would that process go?
We are in the process of retooling the offering at the Relationship Quotient, because most of my services are actually in demand by corporations to come in internally and start enhancing their inner relationships with employees to improve satisfaction, and also their external relationships with vendors and alliances and, of course, customers. However, I am in the process, and this will be just a sneak preview, I'm in the process of creating a 6-part self-training program, like a video series that will be available for individuals to take advantage of. And it's going to be super helpful. And in the meantime, while we're waiting, I would suggest, you know, find me on Facebook. I'm the only Bonnie Carpe on the planet. And if you look, do a search for Relationship Quotient, we have a Facebook page there. And I post little nuggets from time to time. What I'm really big on, Taylor, is this is not a motivational gig. You know, I'm going to motivate you no matter what I'm talking about. I want people to walk away going, oh, my God, I make so much money every time I talk to Bonnie. This is more sales training, really, when you think about it. And so I'm really big on research, and I have a lot of data. And then when I find new articles that support the work that we're doing with RQ, I post them. Because this is the hot topic right now. People are talking about relationships like never before.
Well, and you're right. And if you can, I know you see a lot of trends. You see a lot of data and research. Can you share any of that research and trend analysis that you see in regards to the five C's? What do most people find that they need to work on the most?
Well, I usually when I'm addressing like local networking groups, I focus on contribution because there they are in the room and they're networking, right? And
right.
It just breaks my heart to see what's going on in that room sometimes because, you know, they're just getting barfed on. They're getting all this information that they didn't ask for. There was a study done at a Columbia University in 2009 that proved what we all know intuitively. When people are forming teams or alliances or choosing vendors or mentors or anything, people will choose likability over competence almost every time. Now, a lot of people hear this and they start nodding their head going, yeah, I'd rather choose someone that I like because if you're brilliant and you're a jerk, I can't learn anything from you, right? I mean, intuitively it makes sense. And yet, when you're coming at me in a networking event and you're vomiting all over me with your credentials and what you can do for me and blah, 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 I don't need that. I don't need to hear your sales pitch. I just want to love you. Let me fall in love with you. And everything can happen from there out. So it's kind of one of those little gotcha points where I know you agree with me, but you're not still not doing it.
Well, that's beautifully put, and I can see that the value of your assessment here and how really beautiful it brings out what not only what you're strong in, but what you need to work on as well. So give us an idea of what happens after a person goes through this assessment and they begin to see, oh, I need help here, and I'm strong here. What kind of changes happen for those that really embrace this relationship quotient?
Well, I've had responses from all across the spectrum. Sometimes from very, very experienced networks, I get that oh my God moment. Like I thought I was doing this. I thought I nailed this, and I sat and took the assessment, and I realized again I'm doing it. Sometimes I'm doing all of it sometimes, but my networking, my ability to connect and really form long-term relationships has escalated since I've taken this assessment and also, you know, studied some of your training materials. Let me really quickly, Taylor, for the benefit of your listening audience, I'm going to make an offer. And my offer is, when you've taken the RQ assessment tool and you start, it's really very self-helpy. I mean, you don't need a lot of coaxing because as you experience yourself, as you are completing the answers, you kind of create your own customized action plan. And what I'm going to offer for your folks is once you're complete with that assessment tool, if you have any questions or you find you're getting stuck and you want some creative ideas, if you will post your question on my Facebook fan page, not my personal, but my Facebook fan page, which is the relationship quotient, I will happily answer. I'm on Facebook every single day, so you will not have a long response time because I just want to empower you to go and implement all the joy and goodness that you can.
Well, and that's a generous offer, and I appreciate it. For any of our listeners who are curious on, you know, how to take this work a little further, you know, first go to the RQ assessment and fill that out. And if you have any questions for Bonnie, you know, feel free to go to her Facebook page, fan page, the relationship quotient, and please post your questions. And then she'll get almost right back to you instantly almost. I know your method of operation, your body is very fast, very efficient.
With it, you'll have something within 24 hours.
We love that. So thank you. And so there's a good question I want to ask you here is how do you take the relationship quotient and put it to work for you? in whatever your business endeavor is. How do you use these 5 C's and put it to work for you?
I think one of the best examples, Taylor, I'm going to call on one of my own little case studies. She's a gal here in Houston who used to come to, I host these coffees every week. They're called Coffee and Collaboration, and it's a pitch-free zone. No one's allowed to sell their stuff. We just work on each other's business, or we talk about our dogs or whatever. We're building business relationships. We're building love, long-term love, and also contributing to each other's success by making great introductions and stuff. And there's a gal who used to come into the coffee group, and I swear I'd never talked to her. I love her, and I never heard her. She would just sit back in the corner at her own table and never really put the effort out. Well, this happened. This was going on for years. And she started taking, like whenever I would host a seminar or any kind of an event, she always signed up. She always enrolled and invested the time. She bought the book. She gifts the book to other people. What I came to find out is not only is she shy, but she also felt guilty because she was in network marketing, and she knew, her story, that no one wanted to hear what she had to say anyway. And so because of her lack of more artful, sophisticated sales training, all she knew was to talk about her product, what she was selling. And she knew no one wanted to hear it because she's no idiot. Just because she's quiet, she certainly knows that people don't want to talk to network marketers about their stuff. As a direct result of the training that she received at these weekly coffees and through the RQ materials, she has now built her downline. She keeps adding people, and her business is expanding exponentially. And here's her trick. She doesn't talk about her business. When she attends networking events, all she does is introduce people to each other. All she does is sit there in absolute genuine curiosity, and she finds everything she can about the person sitting in front of her. Because what a gift to be able to have someone's attention. We are such an attention deficient. Here we go. We're just so lacking in attention these days. And to have the honor of someone's presence and then to soil that by just talking about yourself is a wasted opportunity. So this gal was able to turn this opportunity into the other person's advantage by honoring them, learning about their work, and serving them in whatever way they needed. And as a result, she created so much value that people thought, I don't care what you're selling, I got to get me some. Because that's who you want to align with.
That's beautiful. And I realized as I was taking this RQ assessment, as I was going through the 5 C's and answering the questions, really I realized that the answers are in the assessment.
Yep.
They're there if you look for them. And so I encourage everybody to check out this RQ assessment, Relationship Quotient. It is amazing, really. I was shocked at how well it brought out my strengths and weaknesses and really what I needed to work on. So everybody, again, we'll give you the website, withoutnoticethebook.com. You can find Bonnie's book there as well as download for free that RQ assessment. So we encourage everybody to go and check that out.
I want to mention... Really quick, just while we're plugging the book, I want to mention that if you buy the book from that site, not on Amazon, but on the withoutnoticethebook.com site, in addition to the free RQ assessment tool, by buying the book, you're also going to receive 2 45-minute training videos that go very deep. It's one of my old keynotes. It goes very deep into the tools of the relationship quotient in the 5 C's.
Wonderful. So we'll definitely look forward to that as well. And so last question, Bonnie, which is it's a signature Journey to Success original here, is what drives you to be successful and makes up the heart of your business? What is it for you that gets you up every day and gets you excited to give your love and effort to the world?
Oh, that's so easy for me to answer. I gave it to you in the first 10 minutes. I'm committed to making sure that nobody has to walk the path I had to walk, all by myself, being told I was wrong, being surrounded by people who bet against me. I'm committed to helping you grow a loving, supportive network around you who loves everything you do and wants to be with you for the rest of your life and does not care what you charge them because they know you're worth that and more.
So well put. How could you not want to work with Bonnie Carpe? I don't know. I just don't know. Anyway.
Thank you.